Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're cutting through the noise, really getting to the heart of one of the most vibrant places on Earth. We're doing a deep dive into Jamaica, and our guide is the Jamaica Visitors Guide 2025. Our mission: to give you those surprising facts, the key knowledge, that makes you feel truly informed about an island that's promising more than just a trip. It's billed as an invitation to rediscover yourself.
And as we get into this guide, you'll see pretty quickly that Jamaica, it's really more than just a spot on the map. It's an immersive feeling, a definite rhythm, a whole vibrant tapestry of experiences. And look, this isn't just a casual thing either. Jamaica's got some big goals for 2025. They're aiming for 5 million visitors and, get this, $5 billion in tourism earnings.
Wow, 5 billion.
And what really says something about its poll is that over 40% of visitors, they're repeat guests.
40%, that's huge.
It is. So our deep dive today is really about uncovering why. Why do so many people keep coming back?
Okay, let's start with maybe the most obvious thing, but it's huge. It's culture. You hear cultural powerhouse thrown around. But what makes Jamaica's influence, especially with music, what makes it so unique globally?
That's a great question. Jamaica's impact is, well, it's way bigger than its size suggests, mostly because it's the undisputed birthplace of reggae, ska, dance hall. I mean, the list goes on. And Kingston isn't just the capital, it's actually a UNESCO-designated creative city of music.
Okay, UNESCO. That's significant.
It is. It acknowledges that huge contribution. And you can really feel that history when you visit places like, say, the Bob Marley Museum.
Iconic.
Or if you want to dig into that pioneering spirit, there's the Peter Tosh Museum too. It's like experiencing the very source of sounds that changed music everywhere.
So it's not just the music defining that rhythm then. What about other arts? Or like, how does that energy show up in other parts of life there?
Absolutely. That rhythm, it gets into everything. The island's dance scene is, well, it's spectacular. You've got the National Dance Theater Company of Jamaica, world renowned, and visually the National Gallery of Jamaica. It gives you this vivid history of the island's spirit through its art, from indigenous stuff right up to contemporary pieces. And downtown Kingston, they have this Paint the City mural project. It literally turns streets into these like evolving outdoor galleries. Every wall tells a story. It's amazing. And yeah, this creative energy, it definitely fuels Jamaica's incredible success in sports too.
The sprinters.
Usain Bolt, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Elaine Thompson-Herah, Merlene Audie, Veronica Campbell-Brown, world-famous athletes.
Incredible talent.
It really is. Plus, hey, if you prefer a different kind of green, the island's got some truly world-class golf courses too.
Okay, so from feeling the rhythm, let's talk about tasting it. Jamaica's food scene. It's always described as this incredible fusion. What are some of those maybe unexpected flavor combos that really show that mix of African, Indian, Chinese, Spanish, British influences?
Oh, it's a symphony, honestly. You really can't go without trying jerk.
Jerk, yes.
Whether it's chicken or pork, slow cooked over pimento wood, it gets so tender and smoky, just incredible. The guide points to scotchies as like the place for the authentic stuff.
Fauci's that.
And then there's ackee and saltfish. That's the national dish. And it perfectly shows that fusion, It's this fruit that cooks up like a vegetable, mixed with salted cod, savory, unique. You'll also find amazing curried goat and escovitch fish. That's a kind of zesty fried fish dish. Delicious.
Sounds good.
Oh, and for something sweet, ice cream. From Devon House in Kingston. It's an island favorite. They have some really unique flavors.
Ice cream? I like the name. And beyond those classics, what's happening now? Is the food scene changing? Are there new trends maybe connecting to deeper cultural ideas?
What's really compelling now is how Jamaica's food scene is sort of marrying these global trends, like farm to table, with its own deep-rooted philosophies, like the Rastafarian idol diet.
Idol, right. What exactly is that?
It's basically a clean, natural, mostly plant-based way of eating. So you're not just getting fresh local ingredients, you're often tasting a whole lifestyle, a commitment to natural vitality kind of infused into the food.
That makes sense.
So you'll find more and more plant-based and vegan menus popping up. That's a big shift.
Interesting.
And for dining experiences that are just totally unique, imagine Floyd's Pelican Bar.
Oh, I've heard of that.
It's literally a rustic bar built on stilts, like a mile out in the sea off the South Coast.
No way.
It just shows how food and the whole experience are linked there. Food in Jamaica isn't just, you know, fuel. It's tied so deeply to history, to identity, and they celebrate it with events like the Jamaica Food and Drink Festival.
Okay, moving from the palate to maybe the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Jamaica seems to lean naturally towards holistic well-being. How does the island use its, you know, environment and traditions for wellness?
Well, Jamaica's natural environment really lends itself to that. Think about the focus on plant-based food, the use of natural bush remedies passed down for generations.
Bush remedies.
Yeah, traditional herbal medicine. And that whole idyll lifestyle, promoting natural vitality. You've got places like Bath Mineral Springs drawing people for their therapeutic waters.
Natural healing.
Exactly. And just the overall vibe in places like Negril. That serene, unhurried pace is inherently calming. The island's genuinely committed to well-being. You find wellness retreats, spas. They use local herbs, cultural healing traditions. It's about nourishing body and soul authentically.
That deep connection to vitality, it sounds like it would blend perfectly with Jamaica's reputation as a top romance destination, too.
How does the island cater to couples? Engagements, weddings, that kind of thing.
You're absolutely right. That focus on well-being, the natural beauty it makes, Jamaica ideal for romance. The island is perfectly set up for engagements, weddings, honeymoons, anniversaries, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're incredibly accommodating for diverse cultural and faith-based ceremonies, mm-hmm. like intricate Indian weddings, Jewish ceremonies. They handle it all.
That's impressive.
And resorts, like couples resorts, you know, Couples Tower Isle, Sans Souci, Negril, Swept Away.
Yeah,
they offer these really unique experiences designed for connection.
Like what?
Well, imagine private islands for intimate ceremonies. Breathtaking cliffside views for sunset vows, or these amazing spa facilities. Some have even won Best Caribbean Spa Awards.
Wow.
It's all about creating that environment where couples can really, you know, recharge and reconnect, make those memories that last. What a fantastic picture you're painting. Okay, let's zoom in now. Let's explore region by region. They say every corner of Jamaica has a story. But how do those stories differ? What makes each area unique?
Now this is where the real adventure starts, because each region offers its own distinct character, its own blend of experiences. Let's start with Montego Bay.
Okay, Mo Bay.
Right. It's widely known as Jamaica's bustling tourism capital, super lively. Here you've got iconic spots like Doctor's Cave Beach, famous for its warm, supposedly curative waters. People have been going there for over a century.
Curative waters, interesting.
Yeah. And then there's the hip strip for entertainment, dining, all that.
Yeah.
But beyond the buzz, you've got history, too, like the Rose Hall Great House.
Oh, the haunted one.
That's the one. Steeped in these chilling tales of the White Witch, Annie Palmer. Her story adds this whole gothic intrigue. They even do haunted tours.
Kooky.
And for something totally unique, there's the Glistening Waters Luminous Lagoon.
The glowing water.
Exactly. One of only a few places in the world where these tiny organisms light up the water at night. It creates this incredible otherworldly glow. You can swim in it.
That sounds absolutely magical. Okay, so if Montego Bay is the energetic hub, what's the vibe in Negril?
Negril is like a complete shift in energy. It's known for being really laid back. It has these deep bohemian roots, just a more relaxed, free-spirited feel.
Mm.
It's famous, of course, for its 7 Mile Beach.
7 Mile Beach, yeah.
Just this incredible stretch of white sand, perfect for unwinding or catching that amazing sunset. The sky just explodes with color.
So beautiful.
And then you have the dramatic limestone cliffs on the west end. That's where you find Rick's Cafe.
Ah, the cliff jumping place.
That's it. You can brave the jump yourself, quite the experience, or just soak in the panoramic views. There's also the historic Negril Lighthouse nearby.
Cliff jumping at Rick's sounds like a must-do for some people.
Okay,
what about Ocho Rios? How does that area stand out?
Ocho Rios, or Ochi, really feels like a crown jewel kind of nestled between the mountains and the sea. It's perfect for nature adventures.
Okay.
This is where you find the legendary Duns River Falls.
Oh, yeah. Climbing the falls?
Exactly. You actually climb up the cascading waterfalls, often holding hands in a chain. It's incredibly interactive and refreshing.
Fun.
And for more thrills, there's Mystic Mountain. They offer bobsledding, yes, like cool runnings, plus ziplining through the rainforest and the Sky Explorer chairlift for amazing views.
Bobsledding. That's cool.
It is. And, you know, for the literary types, Goldeneye is nearby. Ian Fleming's old place where he wrote the James Bond novels.
I can almost picture him there. Okay, let's talk about Kingston, the capital. How does that vibrant city balance its history and its creative side?
Kingston is fascinating. It's this buzzing capital, and it's that UNESCO Creative City of Music we talked about. So that rhythm is alive and well there.
Right.
It's got such rich history, too. Think Port Royal, the old pirate haven.
The sunken city.
Yeah, well, mostly sunken by that huge earthquake in 1692. But yeah, it's now a potential UNESCO World Heritage Site. Gives you a glimpse into a really wild past.
Intriguing.
What's also great about Kingston is how close it is to the Blue Mountains.
Oh, the coffee region.
Exactly. Perfect for hiking, visiting coffee farms. It offers this amazing natural escape right near the city center. It's a unique mix, that urban energy and the quiet mountains.
That proximity sounds amazing. Perfect escape. Now, for people looking for something even more, maybe off the beaten path, what does Port Antonio offer?
Port Antonio. It's often called Jamaica's long-held secret. It's known for just astounding natural beauty and a wonderfully relaxed rhythm. Much quieter.
Sounds lovely.
Here you can explore unique natural wonders, like the Blue Lagoon.
The one from the movie.
That's the one. It famously changes color from turquoise to deep blue, really stunning. And you can experience traditional bamboo rafting down the Rio Grande River.
Bamboo raft?
Yeah. It's a very leisurely, peaceful way to see the landscapes. Very authentic. The guide also mentions the history of the Maroon community in Charlestown nearby, adding another layer of rich heritage.
Incredibly peaceful sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lastly, what can listeners expect from Jamaica's South Coast?
The South Coast really offers a tranquil escape. Think unspoiled beaches, a truly leisurely pace. Slower than anywhere else, maybe.
Okay.
This is where you find that totally unique Floyd's Pelican Bar we mentioned.
Right, the bar on stilts.
Exactly. Perched out there a mile from shore. It's as quirky and memorable as it sounds. You have to take a boat out.
Definitely unique.
And then there's Wyeth Falls. Not as famous as Dunn's River, maybe, but beautiful. 7 cascading waterfalls flowing into natural pools. Great for a swim, or there's rope swinging.
That's fun.
And for a touch of drama and history amidst the calm, there's Lover's Leap, a cliff with a poignant local legend behind it.
What an incredible tour through all those diverse regions. It's so clear that, yeah, no matter what your travel style is, Jamaica seems to offer this distinct mix of amazing places to stay, incredible attractions, and really captivating experiences. Okay, let's shift gears slightly. Let's get into some practical stuff for anyone planning a trip. So remember, driving is on the left side of the road.
Right, important detail.
And electricity is 110 volts, standard U.S.-style two-pronged flat plugs. Easy enough. The official language is English, but you'll definitely hear Patois spoken everywhere, which is this vibrant English-based Creole. Mm-hmm. It's actually a lot of fun to try and pick up a few phrases.
Definitely adds to the experience. And this brings up an important point, you know, beyond the basics. How do you make your visit smooth and safe?
Good question.
Well, first off, good news. Jamaica's water is purified. It's safe to drink island-wide. So you don't necessarily need to rely only on bottled water.
That's handy.
For safety, just good general travel sense applies. Carry your valid ID. Maybe have photocopies stored separately. Get familiar with local laws and customs just to avoid any misunderstandings. It's also not a bad idea to register with your embassy or consulate just so they know you're in the country.
Right. Standard advice.
And, you know, be mindful of your valuables. Probably best not to flash lots of cash or expensive jewelry when you're out exploring, same as you do anywhere new, really.
Makes sense.
Oh, and it's crucial to note, using, selling, or even possessing drugs like ganja or other controlled substances, it's illegal.
Yeah.
And penalties can be severe, so just be aware of that.
Okay, good to know. And for people wanting to make their trip extra special, you can actually time your visit around Jamaica's packed calendar of events.
Oh, yeah, there's always something going on.
Right. From huge music festivals like Reggae Sumfest in Mobay or Reggae Month celebrations in Kingston, to food events like that Jamaica Food and Drink Festival we mentioned, or even sporting events like the Reggae Marathon down in Negril.
Yeah, lots to choose from.
So you can really tailor your trip to a specific interest and dive right into the local scene. So what does all this mean for you listening? Well, it means Jamaica seems truly ready to welcome you with open arms, offering this incredible promise of adventure, relaxation, rich culture, all of it.
Yeah.
We've really only scratched the surface here today, of course.
Okay.
But hopefully it encourages you to explore every inch of this beautiful island.
And maybe, as you think about your own potential journey, consider this thought from the guide. How might immersing yourself in Jamaica's, what they call its irrepressible spirit.
Irrepressible spirit. I like that.
Yeah. It's unique blend of rhythm, flavor, natural beauty.
Yeah.
How might that allow you to step into a maybe different kind of comfort zone and maybe, just maybe, rediscover the very best version of yourself?